You are listening to live sound from Tahrir Square in Cairo as celebrants gather to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the revolution in Egypt that ousted Hosni Mubarak. It was 1 year ago today that we checked in with BBC reporter John Lyne about a little demonstration scheduled to take place in Cairo in that very place, Tahrir Square.
Not huge numbers, maybe a few hundred, but very much a different spirit than we're used to here in Egypt, where demonstrations can be very small and quickly packed away by the police.
Now, that was 1 year ago, and since, an uprising, protests, and violence that eventually ousted Hosni Mubarak, who is now on trial. Joining us now from Cairo is Yolande Nell, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Yolande, what is the scene in Tahrir Square right now? We can hear behind you the crowds. What's the mood like?
The mood is relatively calm. It's a mixture of celebration but also of protest. It depends which part of the square you're in as to which strain is dominant. And listening back to John 1 year ago, I have to tell you the numbers here have really swelled. Tens of thousands of people, tens of thousands of Egyptian flags, I reckon, also in Tahrir Square now. What is not clear is how much the people are still united as they were 1 year ago during those 18 days of revolution that pushed out President Hosni Mubarak. People are certainly much more free to speak out now, but it's not really with one voice. And I can see below me something like half a dozen stages, one given to the socialists, the liberal WAFT party below me, a stage representing the families of the hundreds of activists killed in the past year. But the loudest speakers, fittingly enough, come from a stage belonging to the Muslim Brotherhood. It's gone from being a banned organization this time last year to having a political party that controls nearly 50% of the seats in a new parliament. So the sign up that they have is achievements and demands on their stage. But if you speak to some of the young revolutionaries who led things here 1 year ago, they still have only demands. And first and foremost of those is a speedy transfer of power to civilian rule.
Well, Yolande, you're there in Tahrir Square describing all the different factions, some of which are angry at each other, some protesting, some celebrating. Does it feel like democracy there, even though some people are upset? Does it feel like a celebration of democracy, even if it's loud and contentious? Or does it feel like people there are still upset about the state of the country? What are people saying who you talk to?
Well, certainly you can say that having these divisions is a sign of a healthy democracy. The fact that the Islamists have got this loud voice in parliament is a sign of what people in Egypt have chosen. People saying that the People's Assembly now represents the people of Egypt for the first time in something like 60 years. But as I said before, one of the things that, of course, that the liberals who are in a minority here, those who led the revolution, they're the ones that they feel they're the custodians of the revolution and of its goals, and they worry that those who have gone into parliament may compromise too much, particularly as far as the military is concerned. They certainly see that now that Mubarak may have gone and his regime may have gone, but now we have the military in control, and the Islamists have settled for the military sticking around for at least another 6 months before this process of transfer to civilians is completed. And there are many young people, young activists, who say that that's simply not good enough.
They want it faster than that. And I want to ask you about the military, because as you know, Yolande Nell from the BBC, that there is 3 or 4 or 5 decade tradition in Egypt of the military essentially controlling many of the levers of government and political culture in Egypt. Even if they do succeed in handing over to civilians and what you call civilian control in 6 months, is there really any hope of the military in Egypt ceding the essentials of its economic and political power in Egypt?
I think the military is looking to hold on to whatever powers it can. People are looking particularly to the Muslim Brotherhood because it has this dominant position in the new parliament, to see what kind of deals are being made, what signs we get of deals being made behind the scene. What's interesting now is that we do have MPs in parliament. They've had 2 sessions. They have to be held accountable. They have to make decisions. It's been shown on state television, their first speeches in the new parliament. So there is this group of people, and the weight is on them now to prove that they can deliver to the people who've elected them. But yes, the military behind the scenes, they have huge business interests in Egypt. They have a lot of influence. They've been allowed to control these levers behind the scenes. The last year has really tarnished their reputation somewhat in many people's eyes. I'm thinking of like the 12,000 people who've gone before military trials, civilians. Also, the virginity tests that were enforced on women protesters who were arrested in Tahrir Square. These are just some of the ways in which the military's reputation has been tarnished, and it will be looking to perhaps move back behind the scenes and keep as much control on things as possible. Also, the presidential elections are going to be very important. They're due to happen within the next 6 months. That should complete the transfer to civilian rule, and a lot's also going to depend on who's elected as president.
Yolande Nel, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, standing in Tahrir Square. Let's take a moment now to listen to the scene behind you of celebrations and protests 1 year into the Egyptian revolution. Well, Yolande Nel from the BBC, in the minute we have left, I want to ask you about the Islamists. It's an adjective we use frequently in the West. It's frightening to a lot of people, Islamists taking over Egypt. Is there any indication yet or so far that the types of Islamic MPs or parties that are gaining control or gaining seats in Egypt are a type that would be threatening to the United States?
I think all you have to bear in mind when we talk about Islamists is that even in the new parliament, there are very different groups. You have the Muslim Brotherhood. It controls nearly 50% of the seats. It's a very pragmatic group. It's been very careful about its image with Western countries to suggest that it would keep, for example, the peace treaty with Israel, that it's going to prioritize Egypt's social services and its economic needs at the moment. But what people are concerned about, and what was really a surprise even for analysts in the country, is that the Nur party, the Salafist party, which is more fundamentalist, has come to the fore, taking 25% of parliamentary seats. And people say they have a much more ideologically driven agenda and could try to shift things more into that direction, try to force the Muslim Brotherhood to take a path that perhaps it would prefer not to at this stage. It has a very gradualist approach to change.
And analysts in the West and Americans are watching. You're hearing Yolande Nel live from Tahrir Square in Cairo, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Yolande, thank you.